Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Time to check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. First, let's catch up on a couple of questions, emails and texts from listeners about vaccines, all along the same lines, asking about the reaction that you get, sore arm, whatever it may be. I heard that actually is a good thing. It means the shot is working. Is that really the case?
When your immune system sees something that it doesn't like, it's the first thing that turns on normally is the innate immune response, which is that immune response that's always ready to react to whatever. It's not specific for any particular pathogen. And a lot of the molecules, all the signaling molecules, make you feel lousy, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's their job, is to be, you know, right up front and center. They might give you a fever. It's definitely going to give you a sore arm as all the immune cells accumulate there trying to figure out what to do about this new intruder, right? Mm-hmm. But if you've had the vaccine before or the particular pathogen before, very quickly those memory cells go, oh, we know what to do about this. And so it goes away generally a lot sooner than it's the very first time that your body has seen it. So generally, for most people, though not all the time, because there, especially if there's a slight variation in the vaccine that you're taking this time versus last time, all of that adds up in terms of what you actually experience. But yeah, it's actually a good thing. A mild response indicates that your immune system is working and it's going to help you out.
And it doesn't matter which arm you get it in, does it?
Not if you're only getting one vaccine. There are situations where we do like to alter the arm. But generally speaking, it's going to be systemic in the long run. And in terms of vaccine efficacy, it makes no difference. Again, in certain circumstances where you, with some vaccines, if you're giving an antibody at the same time that you're giving the vaccine, you don't want to give it in the same place.
In addition to being the vaccine clinic commander there at FIU, you direct the travel medicine program, so you're the right person to ask about this measles outbreak. It has worsened in South Carolina, Arizona, and Utah. This is a time of year when everybody's traveling everywhere. So does that mean we're going to see more measles in the country?
Well, the main reason we're seeing more measles in the country is because people are withholding the use of the perfectly safe and effective vaccine that we need to have 95% herd immunity in order to prevent these measles outbreak. And now in many parts of the United States, that's not happening. The South Carolina outbreak is centered in the Spartanburg County, where the percent of people vaccinated was just at about 90%, too low to prevent a measles outbreak, because measles virus is one of those viruses that stays in the atmosphere, in the air, for 2 hours after somebody sneezes it out or coughs it out into where you were. So you can walk into an area, not know that somebody with measles was there, and then inhale the virus, and then become sick with it. And this is a very bad virus. Kids are really sick when they get measles. People have forgotten just how bad this infection is. And I think one of the things that's really important for people to understand is this virus affects memory cells. It affects those B cells that you develop to protect yourself against a bunch of other infections. And therefore, one of the big problems we have is not only do you get this nasty measles infection, and we won't even go into right now all the complications you can get directly from measles, but you're going to lose immunity for up to a year after having had the measles to other common pathogens, so you get to get those all over again, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a really nasty disease that you really, really should be avoiding, and it just breaks my heart that we're not paying attention to what the data has shown us over time. We've forgotten that that there would be more than 400 deaths a year before we had a measles vaccine due to measles. And we've already had 3 deaths in the United States from measles. And death is not the most common problem. Most common problems are respiratory tract issues, right? Pneumonias. You can get neurologic complications as well, right? You can get mild neurologic problems or very, very severe ones. Like there's a type of neurologic problem that doesn't manifest for 7 to 10 years after somebody recovers from measles.
Wow. Who should get the shot?
Really, we should be following the standard protocol of giving the shot at 1 year of age, and then a second dose, right? And the second dose is usually given at about, you know, somewhere between age two to four, can be a little bit later. That's okay. But the reality is that's not happening. So if someone, by the way, if you were born prior to 1957, in those years, measles is so contagious and so common, you don't need a vaccine, although you can go ahead and check your antibody status to see whether you need it or not. Oh, I just remembered, I forgot to say ear infections. Ear infections are very common part of problems with measles. That's another thing that kids mm-hmm. get a lot.
So for adults, it depends on whether you had the measles or not as to whether you should get the vaccine, right?
And whether you were vaccinated or not, because obviously not everybody's as old as we are, Bob.
Don't remind me. Dr. Eileen Marty, listen, we won't talk to you now until after the holidays. So let me thank you on behalf of all of our listeners who appreciate your expertise, even though you get in the weeds a few times. But we appreciate it, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Bob. You too. And same for all of your listeners. Yeah.
Talk to you soon.